So there's a bit here on the hair, dealing with what's termed the Lord's divine natural. This is what the hair is. So the hair, just by way of understanding it from a logopraxis perspective, the hair is the letter of the word. And this is the means by which the Lord can be present with all. So, and there's talk of the Elisha story with the she-bear that comes out and kills the children because they teased him about having a bald head. So that whole story is about when we deny that the word can meet us. So the Lord has provided all that is needed so that we can be met. And if we're in denial of that, then this bear rises up and is able to destroy things. So the bear describes a natural, because bear is obviously also a hairy beast. It is the letter of the word falsified. So it has no power. And then that gives the hell's power in our life. So it's just being aware of that. But a remarkable statement's there, though, about, you know, you can tell what a person is like in the spiritual world just through how neat and tidy their hair is. But just remembering the divine natural, when we're talking about the Lord's divine natural, think the word, bring it back to the word, because that's where the rubber hits the road for us. Talking of the Lord's divine natural, or the Lord making his natural divine in a historical sense, it's there to give us a stepping stone into the present. How does this work in the present? And the Lord is the word. I mean, that comes out through here as well. That we've got to constantly remind ourselves that there is a very practical aspect to this. And it's about how the text works in our life. And this whole thing is about understanding the letter of the word so that those first principles shine out of it. That's the new natural. Rather than being caught up in the appearances of person, place, space, and time that holds us bound in the pit. So the more these first principles become available to us in our awareness, then the greater our sense of the Lord's presence ordering our life, the divine providence being in every aspect, that nothing is out of control. The Lord has it all in hand. These are things that can be strengthened as we engage in this work.